Pope Benedict XVI addressed thousands of students and professors who participated in a mass in St. Peter Basilica yesterday evening to mark the opening of the academic year at the pontifical universities and institutions of higher learning in Rome. Lydia O'Kane reports.
There are 15 pontifical universities and institutions of higher learning in Rome, and on Thursday evening, students and staff attended a mass in St. Peter's Basilica to mark the start of the academic year in these places of study. The celebration was presided over by Cardinal Zenon Gocielewski, who during his homily said that the Word of God guides us to consider the Christian life, and that the lives of the students and teachers were part of a fight for God and his cause.
Ci ha guidato a considerare la vita cristiana, la vostra vita di studenti, di insegnanti, di personale al servizio, come una forma di combattimento. Combattimento per Dio.
Jill Alexi is a lay student of theology at the Pontifical University of St. Thomas Aquinas, known to students and alumni as the Angelicum. She spoke of her study experience in Rome.
The special part about being a pontifical student and studying here in Rome is we get to integrate our academically rigorous theological or philosophical study together with our spiritual lives, so that to have a mass as well as a special address from the Pope kind of really highlights that synthesis. And studying here becomes much more about just learning, but it's also about how to live your lives better as a Catholic or just growing in holiness.
At the end of the mass, Pope Benedict, who has been both university student and teacher in his time, greeted staff and those studying at the various pontifical institutions. In a speech, the Holy Father touched again on the great figure of St. Paul, who is featured continuously during his weekly general audience and whose Jubilee year is being celebrated. The Pope dwelt on the saint's first letter to the Corinthians, on Christian wisdom, which he said was particularly appropriate to the scholars and students present. Paul, said Pope Benedict, reminded the Corinthians that he was not sent by Christ to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with the wisdom of human eloquence, because then the cross of Christ would be emptied of its meaning.
Riferendosi poi alla propria esperienza, Paolo ricorda ai Corinzi che Cristo lo ha mandato ad annunciare il Vangelo non con sapienza di parola, perché non venga resa vana la croce di Cristo.
The Holy Father went on to say that the students gathered had come to Rome to broaden their theological knowledge, and even if they were studying other subjects such as history or science, their spiritual formation according to the thinking of Christ was fundamental. I'm Lydia O'Kane.